Top Shelf Fantasy.
All right, guys, we are on to the semifinals for fantasy football playoffs. We got the podcast 316, December 19th, 2024. TalkShowFantasy.com, not much there anymore. We kind of stopped with our start sits. We'll get into it later on the podcast of some difficult start sit decisions, which I think is more important than just picking the obvious guys. But X, Instagram, Blue Sky, Facebook at TalkShowFNTSY. We're watching the Thursday night game, and someone just scored for the Broncos. I don't know who it is, but Kyle Dowd is Burton. Yeah. Right, so everyone that's on fantasy teams to score. Got it. All right. Dowd, how's it going?
Great. Just ran away from a playoff, you know, matchups, hoping for the best. You and me facing off in MDE. So I think you said it earlier, at least one top shelf guy will be in the finals in MDE league. That's pretty cool. My first year in the league. So I took over a powerhouse. I can't really claim that I did much, but a couple moves here and there, really crucial in season management, of course. Cat Dynasty, you and me have a shot to play in the finals, which is cool. And then a couple other leagues for me that I think I get it.
We lose Scotty there?
I'm back.
I think we lost Scotty for a minute, but we're back. Let's go.
Yep, I'm here.
All good.
Sorry about that, guys. What a mess.
Nothing. I just talked about my league, so all set.
Nice. All right, Kyle, how's it going?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back. Made the TSF League semis, so very excited about that. Really can't tell. My team's very, I don't know, all over the place, but with all the injuries, which we'll talk about today, there's a shot, there's a path, so would love to have that honor of winning the TSF League. And then, a couple shared leagues with both you gentlemen, too. Semifinals in Desperate Dynasty versus our nemesis, collective nemesis, Dicky. So hoping for the best there. And then also in a semifinal for Best Ball after defeating Scotty by a very slim margin. It was a great matchup last week with both of our teams having pretty decent performances. So yeah, three semifinal games for me out of seven leagues. I'll take it.
Yeah, not bad.
I also have that playoffs in that Best Ball League. I'm playing the number one seed, actually. Eric Evans, Sajay, or whatever his name is. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Garrett, good luck. Maybe we'll have a TSF face-off in Best Ball.
Ooh, I'll take it. I'll take anything that Best Ball League gives me, because I have not had good performances over the years. This is a good change of pace. I think I cracked the code. The code is you got to get wicked lucky.
And not get hurt. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Yeah. So I'm in one redraft, three dynasties, and one more Best Ball. So, I got Dows this week. Were you the number one seed in that league or two?
Yeah. Number one. I took over Stecky. I took it the bye away from Stecky, and then Stecky lost in the first round as the two seeder, whatever it was.
Yep. Buys are massive. All right. Let's get to some disappointing injury news. I'll start with some IR guys. Since Sean McCormick placed on the IR, he's out for the season. Unfortunate, we kind of talked about him being a sneaky flex guy, league winner. That's not the case. Young Ho Koo, if you're in a kicker league, not that he's been as good as he's been in the past, but he's still up there, so that's a big loss. And then the biggest one, David Montgomery with an MCL, might be placed on IR. He's getting a second opinion. But regardless, he's out for the regular season. If he goes back, it's in the playoffs. So that one hurts a lot.
Yeah, from what he did all year, it hurts you. And then theoretically, if you have Montgomery, you probably don't have Gibbs. So you could be playing the Gibbs owner, which then doubles down the hurt.
Yep. And then one out guy, George Pickens, still out with a hamstring injury. So will be a second game or a third game?
Third. This will be three.
Third game.
He was like just randomly popped up, then missed the game like the day of, and then now two more since. I mean, right in line with what we've seen on hamstrings, but like for an injury that came out of nowhere on a team that's competing, you really would like to see him back on the field.
Yeah,
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 that's
it's
rough for
too
it. The
bad.
divisional matchup too versus Baltimore. So not sure that they really had a shot, as it were, but if you don't have George Pickens, there's nobody for Russ to throw to. So it's probably gonna be a pretty rough game for Pittsburgh.
And really just from a fantasy standpoint, just a crapshoot on who the guy's been. I know we've talked about Calvin Austin here and there showing flashes, and then Van Jefferson was the guy 1 week. Freiermuth really hasn't done much considering the amount of time he's been on the field, and then it's
He's
just
getting
really,
touchdowns. Like the yards
yeah,
aren't there, but if he
right,
sneaks a touchdown in, all right, it's a good game, but
exactly. It's just it's a
still tough to
tough
trust.
offense to buy into fantasy wise. I mean, Najee's probably your set it and forget it, and that's about it. Even Jalen Warren's been a little bit suspect, so
Sus.
sus, as the kids say.
Yeah, speaking of sus, Dow's gonna take the sus questionable guys.
Yeah, super sus here. Isaac Garendo, who is unlikely to play in week 16. It's just a carousel in San Fran at this point. Just continue monitoring him in case it gets confirmed one way or the other. But I don't even know that Patrick Taylor is the guy. I mean, if Grundo's out, you probably have to assume that it's him, but it's going to be a real headache to decide who to play there, or if you play anybody in the San Fran backfield. Similarly, Kamara is dealing with a groin injury. There are rumors floating that he could be shut down entirely for the season, and then simultaneously there are rumors that they may not do that. So, could be an interesting one there as well. They did sign CEH, which we'll get to, and then you have Kendre Miller as the presumable backup to Kamara. So, again, keep your eyes glued to that one if you're a Kamara owner. If you are, you should already have cuffed Kendre Miller and maybe even CEH for that matter going forward in the playoffs in the event of an injury to Miller. We've seen him definitely be fragile in the past. Other guys, Tony Pollard has now missed back-to-back practices this week with an ankle injury. He's one to definitely keep an eye on because Tajae Spears' value will skyrocket if he sits. Ken Walker did not practice Wednesday, but he did practice in full today on Thursday. So theoretically, he should be good to go while Charbonnet is still nursing an injury of his own. I believe it was an oblique issue. You saw a lot of people pick up Kenny McIntosh in a panic with the Wednesday limiteds. So good to see Ken Walker giving you some clarity about his status on Thursday, which helps you out as a fantasy guy. Braylon Allen, who exited week 15 a little bit early with a back injury, logged a limited practice today. Alongside him, Isaiah Davis is also nursing a back injury. However, Breece Hall practiced in full, and that's really what matters there. That's the takeaway from the Jets' backfield at the moment. Trey Benson has not yet practiced this week with an ankle injury of his own. He suffered that, I think, this week against the Pats. James Conner is just the clear bell cow there. So if Benson is hurt, then he has no value anyways. T. Higgins practiced limited on Wednesday, but then was an out on Thursday dealing with a knee injury. We've seen him kind of off and on. I think it's mostly veteran time off, and he gets a quick walkthrough in and thinks he's ready to go, and that's really all he needs to play. So I would expect him to be on the field, but it's definitely worth keeping an eye on because we've also seen him go the other route and just kind of mysteriously disappear and not be on the field come Sunday. So definitely worth monitoring there. Rashad Bateman was spotted in a walking boot while he missed practice today. So that's a big issue in Baltimore, especially like Kyle mentioned in a divisional matchup. You want to make sure you have all the weapons available for Lamar Jackson, who seems to be slinging it like a man possessed. So keep your eye on Bateman. If he plays, he's probably worth a flex play or flex consideration in your league. If he's out, obviously it's next man up, but I'm not sure you're putting your faith in Nelson Aguilar or, I mean, DeVonta Walker scored a touchdown 2 weeks ago. So I don't know. I don't know who you're putting your faith in there. Probably just Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews. Jalen Waddle still not practicing with a knee injury that knocked him out of the week 15 contest. So that's definitely one to keep an eye on. If he can't get a limited practice in on Friday or Saturday, I would not expect to see him on the field come Sunday. Zach Ertz still in concussion protocol. I don't think is going to play this week, but it remains to be seen. He's trying to work his way through it, but he's had other concussion in his career. So definitely probably more doubtful than questionable at this point. And then AJ Brown popped up with a knee injury in a limited practice today. He did not have the knee designation yesterday, but here it is today. So it could be something worth keeping your eye on. If he's out, it's a big hit to the Eagles offense.
Yeah, DeVonta Smith to the moon there if he's out, but also that's another very important divisional matchup versus the Washington Commanders. So hopefully he's healthy. Quick question on the Garendo injury for you boys. Do we think that Debo Samuel gets one last shot here at being a key cog in the offense between running back and his hybrid role at wide receiver, or are they just done after his egregious drop for what should have been a touchdown last week?
I definitely think
I
you see him you be used as a running back, but can you start him in fantasy? Like I can't.
mean, Garena was the fourth RB, and if he wasn't doing it with the fourth RB, I know Garena's looked good too, but if those Packers weren't in there for Garendo and him, especially last week's where, bad weather, you think they use him more as an RB, but I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen it, so I'm not
Yeah,
going to
they
bank
call
on
him, what,
it.
two runs for him, like, and they're not even
And
really runs out of the
very,
backfield. They're like sweeps more than anything.
Yes, yeah. Sweep, sure, but yeah, the standing on the I form and getting the ball is not what he's doing anymore.
They
Fair
need to
enough.
trust
Figured out
him
else.
to get the ball in his hands, but it's I just can't start him in fantasy. I'm sitting him this week behind Ladd McConkey, for example, who's playing tonight. I'm sitting him behind Deke. Okay, I mean that's I think an easier one, but not that DK has been a stud by any measure right now, but semifinal.
All
Fair
right.
enough. George Kittle, Juwan Jennings to the moon then. All right, I'll take the positive. I'll be the positive Pete here. Trending in the right direction. Patrick Mahomes looked like he had a mid ankle sprain, and they were a little bit worried about it during on Sunday, but he seems fine. He's logged full back-to-back practices, so he should be good to go in what could be an interesting matchup versus the Houston Texans. So Stroud, Mahomes going at it. Geno Smith also was a little banged up, left the game on Sunday, I believe, with a knee injury. And Sam Howell came in and was atrocious, was like, what, 4 for 15 or something with a pick, and just looked really unpolished and bad. So they need Geno back again for their playoff push here. I think I heard that they have like a 19% chance, which better than nothing, but they're definitely trending in the wrong direction. So they need Geno at the helm this weekend, but he was a full participant today on Thursday, so looks like he's good. Baker Mayfield had a maintenance day on Wednesday, but practice in full today, should be good to go. He's been crushing it. He had like a 40-point week last week, didn't he? Versus a pretty talented Chargers defense. It's kind of surprised at that. Also on that same team, his teammate Bucky Irving turned in back-to-back limited practices. He's probably going to be good to go. He had limited practices last week and still played and went well over 100 yards. I think it was like 115 yards on the ground, a couple catches. Joe Mixon is off the injury report on Thursday and should be good to go. He had a very uninspiring week last week. We'll probably touch on that. Lost me one of my playoff games in flex, unfortunately, which Scotty got a bye on. Tyrone Tracy, back-to-back limited practices, probably should be good to go. Tough matchup there for the Giants. Their team's just decimated. They're on their like third string quarterback. But Drew Lock officially getting the start there for anyone that cares and is following. Big young Jeezy fan. Love Drew Lock. Roshan Johnson practiced in full on Thursday and looks like he'll clear the concussion protocol. So that should help them out for their fourth and ones or third and ones, because DeAndre Swift was not getting it done this past weekend. Got stuffed, I believe, on two or three third or fourth and ones, which really cost them the game, as well as Caleb looking pretty poor in that offensive line, not being what it should be. Malik Nabers, good to go. He sat out Wednesday with what was designated as a knee and ankle, but practiced in full today on Thursday. He got a tutty last week, which was a nice surprise because that offense is pretty rough. Tyreek Hill had a full practice again after sitting out, so we assume that's a vet day off. He should be good to go. He's been kind of uninspiring, but maybe he can turn it back on here, especially if Jaylen Waddle ends up sitting with his knee injury. Jakobi Meyers, the whole season seems like he's turned in limited practices, but back-to-back LPs for him. He should be expected to play and be the primary pass catcher. Hopefully, he gets Aiden O'Connell back. I don't know if we even mentioned Aiden O'Connell in this injury report, but he should be back. Maybe. I don't know that I've seen the recent update. If anybody has any info.
Let me take a look.
While you're doing that, to Dowse's pleasure, Chris Olave turned in a limited practice today. We'll see if they activate him from injured reserve, or even if he's good, they just may shut him down to preserve his career. And with that, I don't know if that was enough time for you, Dowse, but if not, I can turn it over to Scotty to run through the news.
No, yeah, Aiden O'Connell is expected to make a return in week 16.
Thank
He's
God.
rehabbing that knee injury. He still needs to get more practice time in, but he looks like he's going to be in good shape.
Good. They need it. And some news, Jameis Winston benched Saturday, DTR to start week 16 against the Bengals. Kirk Cousins benched after a win. But if you watch the game, you could tell the Falcons didn't want him to throw the ball. They don't trust him. So Penix will start in week 16, make his pro debut. Will Levis is benched kind of again. Mason Rudolph will see again to start week 16. CH signs with the Saints after a Kamara injury. I'm not sure if it's because of Kamara. I mean, he'll be on the practice squad, but good to see. It took him only 2 days to land on a team. I thought he would just be done completely, but I'll take it. Giants announced they will roll with Drew Lock once again. They can't make up their minds in week 16. Garrett Wilson says he will request a trade in the offseason, so Jets ruin another person. Chris Godwin was hurt in week 7. He's still wide receiver 41 on the year. That's insane. J just shows you how good he was. Talk about I'm reading my own thing. Do you guys hear about the Jets owner vetoing the Jerry Jeudy trade?
Oh, yeah.
It's you have to believe it because it's so far-fetched and funny that everyone on any sports show is just that's just the biggest Jets thing in the world. He's looking at an actual frigging video game and judging his rating is, oh, wait a minute, he's only this. Not sign him. I'm gonna
Yeah,
veto that.
that's just like. It's like it really is laughable unless you're a Jets fan, in which case you like should be concerned about the state of your dog shit franchise. But then on top of that, we've heard even more stories about Woody Johnson and his family members going down and bringing like guests into the locker room, like both male and female, into this like sort of I don't know, sanctified space for players after games. Like it's just weird. It's a completely dysfunctional organization. From head to toe, and it kind of explains their lackluster performance over the course of the last decade, well, decade and beyond.
Yeah, and it's great to see Jeudy absolutely crushing it now.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I mean, they could have really used probably the tandem of Jeudy and Wilson from the jump, and not had to worry about bringing in Alan Lazard and
Yeah,
the hodgepodge of other guys, Davante Adams, who's not sitting well with Garrett Wilson right now.
plus you sign Mike Williams to a $10 million deal just to cut him. So it's like that could have been Jeudy's spot, you know?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Ridiculous. Right. Week 15 top shelf performances. These are the top players of the week. I'll take the first one. No surprise here. Here once again, Josh Allen, 41.28 points. Not as good as week 14, but we'll take it. 362 yards, two touchdowns, 11 rushes, 68 yards, another two touchdowns on the ground. It's 10 touchdowns in 2 weeks. That is amazing. And I mean, we're seeing a lot of guys. We'll get to the bottom feeders, not come up clutch. And Josh Allen, his week 14 thing, he got you in the playoffs. Week 15 or week 14, yeah, he helped you get to the next round. So great to see.
Yeah, you're most likely heading towards a Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson like face off in your championship. Like if you don't have one if not both of those guys in your league in there, I'd be surprised. Moving along to the running back position, Kyle, you want to take this as kind of your guy?
This is my guy, James Conner. We had talked about Trey Benson being banged up. Don't know if he'll get healthy enough to play this week, so it should be all James Conner again. And this week he or this past week I should say, he crushed it with, I don't know that number's right, 30.8 points. that consisted of 110 yards on the ground with two rushing touchdowns and five catches for another 28 yards. Yeah, just an absolute workhorse late season. And Arizona, as much as we love Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison connection to be probably what everyone dreamed when Marvin Harrison Jr. got drafted in the top 10, that really hasn't panned out. But James Conner, they've gone very, very run heavy, and James Conner has been an absolute beast and a workhorse. So hoping for more great things for three of my four playoff fantasy teams this week that have James Conner.
Hell yeah. And if you have 30.8, you might have full PPR. I did on half PPR scoring,
That's
so
probably it.
that math almost tracks.
Makes sense.
All right, wide receiver position, Davante Adams. First time we've seen him on this list, I think, all year. 38.3 points. He had nine catches on 12 targets for 198 yards and two touchdowns. Finally put together the week that we expected to see a lot earlier in the season with him and Aaron Rodgers reuniting, but better late than never, I guess you could say, except that all it did was piss off Garrett Wilson, and now Garrett Wilson wants out of New York. So maybe not better late than never. Maybe it would have been better never than late.
To wrap it up, Jonnu Smith, no surprise, he's been here plenty of times. 15.3 points, not the best week for tight ends, but nine receptions on 11 targets, 48 yards, and a tutty. This is kind of the line we're kind of used to with him. I mean, the last at least second half of the season. So if you have him, you keep rolling with him because he's giving you kind of a safe floor.
Yeah, he's probably your tight end three or four, depending on your scoring format.
Yeah, I
Could be
mean
as high as
he,
two.
yeah, I think two is McBride, who
Yeah.
hasn't caught a touchdown, and he's two. Imagine if he's catching touchdowns, holy shit! But yeah.
Kyler promised him one in his media press conference today, this week. He said, we're going to get him
Yep.
one. So, yeah, I'm all about that. Jonnu Smith, at least in full PPR, is the tight end four this year.
He only said, "I'll get you one." He meant one win in Call of Duty, though. He was talking about.
Leave him
Nice.
alone.
He finally got a win last week against the
The
dominant Patriot team.
Pats. Honorable guys, Jared Goff, 41.1 points, just below Josh Allen. Lamar, 36.1. Jahmyr Gibbs, 25.9. James Cook, 25.8. Mike Evans, 32.4. Amon-Ra, 30.3. Brian Thomas Jr., 27.5. Still killing it, even with Mac Jones. Sam Laporta, 14.6. Good to see him here when he's on your bench. And Trey McBride, 13.2.
A lot of names you expect to see on this list pretty
Yeah,
often.
this is
So
what we wanted the whole year, and we finally are getting it. I guess it's a good time to get it, but.
yeah. The week 15 bottom feeders. I'll just take the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks, Will Levis manages to turn in a negative performance at minus 1.44 points, which is hilarious and bad. Explains why Mason Rudolph came in. Jameis Winston put up 2.64 points in the game. Everybody expected to see him sling it. Brock Purdy continues to struggle, 4.9 points. Not really good enough for anything there. Tua had a down week. I'll give him a little benefit of the doubt. He's been solid, so 6.84 points is not something I expect to see again this week. And then Kirk Cousins also headed to the bench, 7.48 points in a really embarrassing game for him, where he threw the
They
ball
should not
what?
have
12
won
times,
that
11
game.
times. Yeah, it just a lackluster showing from Cousins. So,
Although three of these guys are the ones that are benched. But hey, that's the NFL. If you're down here,
yeah.
there's a case.
What have you done for me lately? And it's not much.
All right, want to take the quarterback for the bottom guys? Dows?
Did I put a quarterback in here?
Thought
No, I
so.
did not.
Yeah, no. The bottom
We just
feeders.
did it. Yeah, we're on to running backs.
Yeah, we're on
Oh,
running
shit.
backs. Kyle,
All right. Yeah, we'll take those then. I'll shut the fuck up.
sure. Yeah, Braylon Allen. I mean, this was a weird one, but unfortunately, he only had 0.5 points. If you started in the week before when Breece Hall was injured slash out, and he split time actually the past 2 weeks with Isaiah Davis, they both put up moderate experiences. But last week with Breece Hall back and him getting injured, he flopped hard. I don't know how many people were actually starting him, maybe in a deep, deep league in a flex, hoping he gets a touchdown. Alex Mattison hasn't really been relevant for a while here, but that is a banged up backfield in Las Vegas, put up 1.4 points. Jalen Warren in a spot where with Pickens out, I started him in a league and he flopped with 2 points. I thought that they were definitely going to target, get both him and Najee Harris on the field at the same time and use him more as a passing back, but that unfortunately did not come to fruition. Maybe again this week, again with Pickens presumptively out, but I don't know. I don't think you can trust it. It's very uncomfortable. And then Gus Edwards, the quote lead back for the Chargers, put up 2.3 points. Kimani Vidal and him are splitting time. And as we're watching the Thursday night game here between the Chargers and the Broncos, Edwards just left the game with a high leg injury. I don't know if it was a stinger or something more significant, but we'll keep an eye on it and update you. Throw it back to you, Scotty, for the wide receiver bottom feeders.
Yeah, the 80 Mitchell minus three. That pick six was hilarious. Saw someone saying like the Colts complete 40% of passes, and they really had a play in their playbook to throw the ball two, three times, and that was gonna work. Like, are you kidding me? So negative three. Not that you started him, but it's just kind of funny thing. But these next guys you probably started, maybe not. Vele had zero, but Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, Darnell Mooney, Jalen Waddle, all with zero. I mean, the Waddle one, he did get hurt, but Kupp especially is locked into maybe a wide receiver one role on your team, and a zero is not going to help you. Mooney was in a smash spot, but we saw Kirk Cousins end up here, so that was a zero. And Cooper didn't even have a target.
Yeah,
So
what a disappointment.
definitely concerning. And you would think, oh, Keon Coleman then had a great game. He had two targets, a catch for 50 yards. Like, but you don't go away from the way you're w winning the game, so there's no point to change it. But those zeros are brutal.
Yeah, especially for Waddle. They lay again because we're watching the Broncos Thursday night game versus the Chargers. Did bounce back. Two catches on two targets for 21 yards and a touchdown. So he just scored the
You'll
most
take
recent
it.
Broncos touchdown.
Yep.
Not sure if anybody started him after a zero.
I bet he was dropped after that zero.
That's tough.
Yeah, Dallas take the tight ends.
Yeah,
Finish it
tight
out.
ends to round it out. Dalton Schultz puts up 2.3 points. He's been inconsistent of late. Jake Ferguson, 3.3. Really, since Dak has exited, Ferguson has struggled to post startable fantasy numbers. And then Cade Otton, since the Mike Evans return, has not been nearly what he was, only putting up 3.4 points this week. So these are three guys that you may have been relying upon at one point in the season, and I think it's just becoming a little bit too risky at this point. They've been down here all too often. It sucks because those are three guys that you probably expect to get value out of.
Just a few other guys I want to mention before we move on. They weren't part of the list, but definitely guys that hurt you. Jonathan Taylor, 9.6 points. Should have been 17.6. He fumbled on the 1-inch line before he got into the end zone. So it was a fumble touchback instead of a touchdown. So that's an 8-point swing. That hurt a lot of fantasy guys. Saquon, 8.4. Definitely a bad week for him. Joe Mixon 8.1, Chuba Hubbard 6.9, Derrick Henry 6.7, Monty, who did get hurt, 5.5, and Najee 2.6. These are just guys that have been kind of rolling all year, and you think, especially Saquon, Mixon, Derrick Henry, you think, those guys at least get like 15 points.
Yeah.
So that was disappointing. Not horrible games, but for them, they might as well be zeros.
Well, and Saquon falls off the pace of chasing down Eric Dickerson's single season
Right.
rushing record. So that hurts him beyond just the fantasy scope of things. And then Mixon, I think, did get dinged up briefly. He did come back, but was definitely handled with kid gloves. I think probably the right move. But again, it doesn't matter what the reasoning is. He cost you a significant amount of points versus what he's been doing all season. So yeah, these guys definitely hurt a lot of people in very important fantasy weeks.
Can you start any of these guys this week? I mean,
I think you have to. I mean, you're starting, I think.
Mixon's playing a tough KC
KC.
defense.
I don't think
Henry's.
I'm not sitting Mixon in any scenario or Derrick Henry.
Baltimore defense.
Baltimore is not as good a defense as they have been though in years past. I know they have that that pedigree that we're just like, yeah, Baltimore good defense, like automatically. They've shown weaknesses like left and right. I know Roquan Smith is a unit and he's gonna probably stack a ton of tackles, but they're not Baltimore of even last year or 2 years ago. So I would play Najee and just hope for a bounce back.
Yeah,
Fair enough. It
and
is
it.
at home with a one-dimensional offense with no George Pickens, so.
Yeah, I mean that's both a
And
blessing and a curse, right?
he fumbled last week. Actually, they didn't give him the fumble. They gave Russ the fumble. Did you see him? His interview was like, "Oh no, that's 100% on me. They should definitely change that." Like, so he could have been 0.6 instead of 2.6. So, that's bad. All right, our last segment, big one. Our tough start sit questions. Of course, you're playing your studs and everything, but. I mean, we went through a long, long list of guys on the IR, out, or trending in the wrong direction. So we definitely had to hedge here, especially you had a guy like Sincere McCormick you picked up to play. If you banked on Jordan Brooks getting more work, all those guys are out. Like, that's off the table. So Garendo as well, too. So, oh, I didn't know it was even by position. So. Sorry about that. I just did a bunch of random guys. So Dows, you can start off.
So I had a quarterback question. It's between Pat Mahomes, CJ Stroud. They play each other. Me personally, I feel like I almost just have to lean Mahomes with the season we've seen from Stroud. I mean, this was more so when there was some, I was thinking about it more when there was a question of if Mahomes was going to be 100%. I think if Mahomes is already logging full practices, it makes it a little bit easier. That being said, I think there's still an argument to be made that maybe Stroud has the higher ceiling and Mahomes is going to give you more of that like consistent 17 to 18 points. I don't know if you guys have a different take on it. I've been, flip-flopping left and right all week.
It's kind of unfortunate because both these guys, like, oh, you have both these guys in the league. Like, how? You're probably set up for, you could trade one for a solid, like, RB, but.
This is last man standing. So I need as many points as possible.
Yeah, I mean, neither guy's getting it done, but I think with Stroud and Nico, and then if you can finally just get Tank Dell down the field, like an accurate pass, like that's just opens up way more for them. And Casey's just playing such a slow paced game, and with Mahomes banged up, I think it's. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but just maybe he's limited in a way where he's not scrambling a lot. It's more like, all right, P Pacheco Hunt, do the dirty work, like run the ball 25 plus times. But I would go Stroud.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a tough call. It's like six of one, half a dozen the other. If it means anything, it's in Kansas City too, so could be a little bit of a tougher environment for Stroud, but they're all pros at this point. But the crowd could be hyped because, I mean, at the beginning of the year, if you asked anybody, this would have been for the AFC Championship game. I think they were two of the most highly touted, AFC teams outside of maybe Baltimore. But Houston's been just very underwhelming. So, yeah, I guess I go Stroud because I'm going to assume that Kansas City's going to be up at home, but it's a really tough call.
Yeah, pray
You
for
need
a
this.
big
You need this,
touchdown.
Dows. You
I
need this
do. Yeah.
bad.
I think you're hoping for like a Nico game of like 8 for 80 and 2 touchdowns, which I think is very doable. I know Casey's tougher defense, but I think Nico's kind of showing us it doesn't really matter who he goes against.
I just don't know if Stroud has that like 300 yard, like two to three touchdown
You also have to
game,
think like Joe Mixon's getting go against the best run defense in the league. So I think a lot of it's going to be more pass heavy to Mixon as well, that we've seen him do it. So Stroud, and I mean they're both not QB ones anymore. I don't think Stroud's got a QB1 week all season. I think Mahomes is like one or two, but it's gross. Like, this is pretty much us like picking week one, like, is it Will Levis or Sam Darnold? Like, that's the kind of situation we are. Like, that's just, it's sad.
It's brutal. Maybe I'm just gonna take your advice, start Stroud, and then the usual plan if it goes wrong is blame you guys. And
It's very easy. Yep, it's all of our fault.
I wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Hey, don't. It's you can't go wrong with either the one versus Jameis. So I made that mistake last week, starting Jameis with full confidence that he was just gonna sling it, and he did in the red zone right into
He's
the
slinging the
defense's
ball.
arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt he was slinging it. Just didn't know where it was going.
I sat Jameis in a league and started Bo Nix instead, but I was like, oh, I need like a big week out of a quarterback. Jameis has a higher ceiling. Took him out like last minute. I think thanks to the book burner chats, like, go Nix, like, just in case. Like, he's playing KC. And with that, I won by 3 points. So I'm glad I sat him. My quarterback start sit. Pick two in a super flex league, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Drake May.
Who do the Dolphins play? San Fran?
Correct.
Yeah.
Whew, I would probably, and this may be controversial, I would go with Tua and Drake May. I know Rodgers put up the huge game last week. I just don't have faith in that happening again. And the Jets play the Rams, who have been shockingly
They're like
proficient this,
middle of the ground, but
yeah, like last few
better than
weeks.
we thought, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's where I land.
Let's see how Fantasy Pros looks at it.
I don't
Niners
know.
defense
Defense sucks. So, like, Tua, I think, is like a lock in this.
So Fantasy
Oh.
Pros has Tua at 13, Rodgers at 16, Drake May at 21.
But May could
But
get
that's
garbage time. And
and
he's
but
actually looked pretty good. And he's a rusher. He's the most mobile quarterback out of those three, too.
Buffalo has given up over 30 points 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I mean, tough divisional matchup. Maybe that changes, but like, Pats suck. So,
The only concern is they want to get Jalen Polk involved a lot from here on out to see what they have. So that could be a bad thing for May.
yeah, a
If
bunch of drops.
it's him on the field and instead of Kendrick Bourne. But no, I think I do go to a Drake May. Like you said, Rutgers had that huge week on your bench. Could be kind of a fool's gold thing. Like he gets back up to his 16 point, which is fine for Rodgers, but I think in playoffs, you stick with the guys you played all year.
Yeah.
When it comes
Like
down
Tua has
to
the
that, I think
chance to
it
give you
is.
the mid-20s output that you would love, maybe like 23 points. I'd be thrilled with out of Tua. So then if your QB2 spot, super flex spot is Rodgers or May, and their projected range is like 14 to 17, like I'm pretty happy. I just think May has the better shot to give you that 20-ish point game. It's kind of splitting hairs, but I think May and Tua are the way to go.
Yep. Kyle, your quarterback dilemma.
Yeah, I actually have two.
We could only pick I thought we were can pick one each.
One league. I mean, we're just so good.
I'm just kidding. Go.
We're in so many leagues. Yeah, so for Dynasty for Survivor, like Dow's, I lost Monty, so I have no second running back. So I'm sweating that out. So I need a good performance out of my quarterback, and I have the options of Kyler Murray versus Carolina, Jaden Daniels versus a tough Philly defense, and Aaron Rodgers. But based on our conversation, I think we should just scrap Aaron Rodgers. So between Kyler versus Carolina, totally matchup based, and Jaden Daniels versus a probably the best defense in the league of Philadelphia, who you going with?
It's a tough one. You saw what the Carolina defense did prior against KC and Philly, and they locked up two pretty good quarterbacks for all intents and purposes and limited their output and made their fantasy days pretty poor. Then they got dusted by Cooper Rush and the Cowboys. So it's really not a lot of faith there in the Carolina defense against Kyler Murray, who I'm not the biggest Kyler guy, but I think he's better than Cooper Rush, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of argument on that one. Jaden Daniels against Philly, however, you saw Philly give up a lot of points to Bryce Young, and Jaden Daniels is probably ahead of Bryce Young talent-wise and development-wise right now. So I might lean Jaden Daniels. I think it's a riskier play, but I think I'd lean that direction just from what we've seen from him.
Yeah, I lean Jaden. I think it's very close. I want to do Kyler because the matchup very easy for quarterbacks, but it's also a very easy matchup for running backs too. And the way that Arizona is winning games, which you're kind of going back to, is run the ball. Don't force it to Marvin Harrison just to try to, get him looks. Like if Connors can run the ball 100 yards a game and a touchdown, and you win, you got to go back to that. And Connor should eat up Carolina. I
Yeah,
mean,
they do not have a good run
it. And
defense.
with Dallas, like, yeah, if you see the Carolina versus Philly, it's a closer game, shootout. If you see Carolina from Dallas last week, then Cardinals should be up like they were at the Pats last week, which they kind of were up. Let's run the ball. There's no point for us to throw the ball. So, I think, I mean, Jaden's going to have to throw it. He's going to have to run against Philly. So at this QB position, I think volume is king. So I think you got to stick with Jaden.
Yeah, I also think if there's any time to mention it, it's one with these razor thin ones where I always look at my opponent's roster and see if I can, or a stack situation, which I know you look for, Kyle. Stacks are your thing. And then flip side, if I can create a, like a defensive type of posture where maybe the opposing team that you're playing is starting Terry McLaurin, well, then I just go ahead and play Jaden Daniels and mitigate the damage that McLaurin can do to me. Instead of playing Kyler Murray, or if Marvin Harrison is there, vice versa. So, if that were the case, on depending on who your opponent is, I know it's if this is a last man standing, that doesn't quite apply since we're all points based. But if it's a head to head matchup, that's definitely where I would start to look as well.
Fair enough. We can skip the second one. We don't need to get into that.
I think it's Kyler by a mile.
Kyler,
Or,
the second option is Kyler versus Geno.
yep.
And the Seahawks play the
Vikings.
Vikings.
And
By a mile? Maybe by a hair.
I think it's by a mile. I mean,
I no, I would go, I would lean Kyler as well. I
Geno's
don't
banged
think
up too,
it's
and then get Ken Walker back. Like, I mean, they're going to run the ball more. Not that they don't run with Charbonnet, but just a better back there.
I mean, don't forget, boys, we had a guaranteed touchdown by Kyler Murray to Trey McBride. So
That's true.
chalk the build that one up, and
Yeah.
that's I coincidentally my stack in TSF playoff game, so I'm all about it.
Already tossed $50 on a McBride anytime TD, which is only like
Heck yeah.
plus like 120. Like he hasn't scored
Do a
all
little,
week.
yeah, do a little Mahomes shovel pass, like cheap gimme. Like it'll
They
technically be a receiving touchdown, but it
tried
won't.
it last week. He was down on like the 1-inch line. Like this guy
Yeah.
cannot score a touchdown. Like just toss him in the backfield for one of them. He'll get that inch. Like or do the tush push with just McBride. Actually, he does have a rushing touchdown, but that's it. All right, running back.
Petey Jones, the running back, y'all. Scotty's favorite line. We haven't done that all year.
Wow, yeah, we almost had a whole year.
Running back position. I've got DeAndre Swift versus Jerome Ford versus Jaylen Warren. And I think it's really between Swift and Ford. But let me know your thoughts.
But the Warren believer in me really wants to make that happen, especially with Pickens out. Yeah.
I think Warren's out of it completely. Again, I said volume is king for the quarterback question from Kyle, but I think volume is king goes with RB the most. I know Swift gets Roshon Johnson back, goal line guy, but I mean Swift was kind of the one bright spot last week, for the Bears minus their like last drive, but. Jerome Ford will get at least 15 touches this week, I would assume. I don't think Pierre Strong is a guy that's like, all right, it's my turn, because we kind of know who he is. Yeah, so I'm going with Swift. All right, we're picking one, right?
Just one, yeah. They may
I'm
activate Donta Foreman, though, which muddles that whole. And DTR is a rusher. Yeah, it's actually a really good question, Dows, because they're
Oh yeah,
all.
DTR is a risk, right? Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
I would go Swift. I mean, yeah.
The only thing is the Bears play the Lions, so they are presumably trailing the majority of that game. And the Browns play the Bengals, who are possibly the worst defense ever assembled. So there's some upside to the Ford play. You look good with after Chubb went down. That's the other thing. Forgot to mention in the injuries, Chubb is done for the season. We broke
Oh
his
yeah,
foot.
we didn't. Yeah, we didn't even. So yeah, another guy that you weren't actually relying on anyways.
No, he we're not playing
And I
him.
think if you weren't relying on him as a lead back in the Browns, I know Jerome Ford will get all the touches, but it's hard to trust him too. Like, and we've seen Jerome Ford like look good, but like his good is like 12 to 14 points, where Swift can get you that 20 point ceiling with just a few good plays.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
that's my take.
both Swift and Ford can receive out of the backfield. So, yeah, I probably lean Ford. I'm with Scotty.
Yeah, but
Volume's key.
DTR,
Matchups
like,
better.
yeah, DTR is a running quarterback, and those kind of guys don't really check down,
All
so.
right, so PPR, I go Ford, and maybe half point PPR, non PPR, go Swift. I don't know. It's flip a coin, honestly.
I'm going
Yeah,
Swift
totally.
both, but.
All right, rock and roll.
But again, if you're wrong, then it's on us.
Yep, it's not my matchups.
Yeah. All right. I have one. This is not mine. We actually reached out to some people. Got one back from our buddy Jeff. It's actually a very good one. Kendre M Miller versus Tajay Spears if Pollard is out. And this is
Tajay,
like,
100% Tajay. I like the matchup versus Indy. They do not have a good defense. Mason Rudolph has looked fairly serviceable and threatening to throw, so that will open up the blocking game. And Tennessee's a running by design offense. Kendre Miller, that Green Bay defense is, right up there with Philly, and I think it's in Green Bay too, in the elements where New Orleans plays indoors, and Kendre Miller has been up and down and all over the place. He probably tears a hamstring again in this game.
it's so true. I have no faith in Kendre Miller making an impact and lasting a full game. So I think I lean the Tajay Spears route as well. He actually looked good last week with Pollard still on the field. So if Pollard's off the field, I think it's even heavier leaning in that direction. I might even make the argument that I would play Spears over Miller if Pollard's active and Kamara's out. I think I'd still play Spears over him.
I don't know if I would do that though.
Boom, bold. You gotta be
Bold.
bold.
Bold. Dart throw. Yeah. So, all right, cool. Tajay Spears, that's pretty easy. Kyle, you're up.
Right. Sorry to be this guy. Key. And I would like you to pick three gentlemen between Breece Hall, Najee Harris, Tank Bigsby, and Tajay Spears. And that's probably assuming Pollard's out, but even if he's not, those are the options I have at running back. Pick three, two
Oh.
starting running backs and one flex spot.
Yeah, to me, Breece and Najee are in. And then it becomes
Really,
between,
Najee?
yeah, it
Wow.
becomes between Tank and Tajay for me. And I would say
Tajay for me.
I'm leaning Tajay, especially if Pollard's out. If he's not, it's a little bit closer. You did see ETN get a good amount of volume last week. He had 16 touches. So the Tank Bigsby experiment might not be as fruitful as we'd hope. So I think I go Breece, Najee, and Tajay.
The touches change every week with Jacksonville, so
Yeah.
I don't
They
like
play the
really.
Raiders though, so there is some value in that matchup.
Yeah,
But Max
but
Crosby's on IR. We didn't mention that either. He's done for the season.
yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, it's basically the two, true starting RBs that you guys referenced in Breece Hall and Najee have tough matchups again for like the nth time. There's no passing offense for Pittsburgh with Pickens outside of Calvin Austin and Freiermuth. So that could be real tough. And Breece is playing a pretty decent Rams defense who could be up, so they could just go back to Aaron Rodgers slinging it to Devontae. I think he still split time last week too, right? He only had 9 carries, I think. He got a touchdown with 2 minutes left to seal the game. So it's not like he was being fed. And then Tank Bigsby and Tajay Spears, as we've said, are kind of in timeshares. If Pollard's out, totally with you guys, I'm going Tajay. But both of them have very fortuitous matchups from a defensive perspective. So.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, to me, Breece gets eased back in last week. Nobody really ran the ball a ton. It's not like he was giving a ton of touches away to Braylon Allen, who we know left with injury. Isaiah
Yeah.
Davis didn't do anything. Like
And they're
nobody else.
both banged up too. So like who
Right.
knows if they
So
both play.
yeah, and his touches may be limited again, depending on game flow, like you mentioned, but I would think he has a better shot at a, you know, just breaking one for a big gain. And then Najee, I just find too hard to put on my bench. So yeah.
Yeah, he's been too safe with like that
Yeah.
10-point floor, minus of course last week, but
And again, the Ravens defense just doesn't scare me as much as I used to.
all right, moving on to wide receivers, Dows.
Yes, I got two on this one, so I pulled the Kyle. We got BTJ, Brian Thomas Jr. versus Jackson Smith and Jigba. It is the battle of the three initials. Who you got? I don't
All
know
right,
who.
start it.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Can't find the mute button. Tough
There it
call,
is.
tough call. Yeah, BTJ versus JSN. I mean, assuming. Man, yeah, that is tough. So BTJ was being targeted as a true wide receiver one. I mean, how many targets did he end with last week? It was like 14 or 15. Mac Jones has looked fairly polished. And again, that defense doesn't scare me at all. But JSN has emerged as a wide receiver one for Seattle. And as long as Geno starts, he's been getting targeted early and often. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Flip a coin. I'd probably BTJ because of the matchup and the superior usage. I mean, DK Metcalf has probably got to be a bug in Geno's ear to get some more targets. Kenneth Walker is going to be back, as we said, this week. So, yeah, let's go BTJ just for on volume alone and matchup.
I like it. I have not started BTJ since Mac Jones took over, and he's been killing it on the bench. So that's why this is the question. I need to win. It's playoffs.
Yeah, I go Brian Thomas again. Like it's Matt Jones. He's missing him on some throws, but they're throwing it. They don't care. He's just been too good. And yeah, I'm kind of with Kyle too. Like DK's been kind of a letdown since he's been back from injury. And you got to think like I don't think he's a huge deal, but it's kind of like hey, like all right, I'm DK. Like I'm still so good. Like get m me the ball. Yeah, and again, Gino was banged up, so that could be a little factor as well.
Definitely.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We need to pause here. Cameron Dicker just hit a 65-yard field goal. That's
I didn't realize it
amazing.
was that long. That a boy.
Oh, yeah, there was a penalty on the punt return. They gave him that field position with 0 seconds left.
That is a crazy length.
These
He's like,
kickers are so good, and then there's just Justin Tucker.
dude, don't even get me started. He's still one of the top ranked kickers points wise, though, which is crazy. He's like kicker seven.
He fell down. No, he was number two. He's behind Eddie Pinheiro now, who's still playing for Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
I must say, I probably have funky scoring in my league. We're up to some weird stuff over there.
Well, Dawes, this is too late. Your
Yeah.
next one. Did you start Ladd or DK?
I actually was able to finagle my lineup that both of them will be in. So
Okay.
doesn't really, I guess, matter as much. I end up sitting. I sat DeAndre Hopkins.
That's fair.
I felt like the right call at the time.
All right. My wide receiver starts set Jameson Williams or Juwan Jennings.
Mean, I can take that. But I'm a Juwan homer, truther, whatever you want to call it, and he's just been getting targeted. As long as it's not downpouring, 20 inches of rain like it was on Thursday Night Football last week, Juwan Jennings has been averaging between 11 and 13 targets from Brock Purdy. As we noted too, they have zero, they're on to RB6. So you got to imagine they're just going to be slinging it. Yeah, I go Jennings here. J-Mo's more high ceiling. I mean, you got to weigh those options. But I guess let me clarify, for full PPR, Juwan Jennings is definitely going to be preferred. If it's half point PPR, I could see JMO hitting a long tutty, but I'd have to look at what are JMO's targets been the last couple
He has
weeks?
three,
Capped at
two,
like
five.
eight.
Has he?
Yeah, no, it's five, six, seven, seven, eight,
Yeah,
five.
so
So it's still
good.
lower. I mean,
It's
I would.
low, but more than I
Yeah.
thought for him.
I mean, Chicago still has a good defense. You think that maybe Jalen Johnson lines up on Amon-Ra and then Jamison Williams has more opportunity, but I'm going Juwan Jennings like pretty easily, I think, in that spot. Like Kyle said, I mean, JMO might break a long one, but I'm not trying to bank on that. I would rather go with Juwan Jennings' volume. You've seen the Miami defense pretty weak over the last few weeks, so I think there's definitely a world where Jennings is open. And if Debo's out there, he probably still gets the most of the Jalen Ramsey treatment. And Jalen Ramsey, we've seen travel to the slot to cover guys out of there too. So if Juwan Jennings has more space to operate against an inferior defensive back, then I think you have to play him.
Yeah, and just
Yeah.
for reference, oh, I was going to say Detroit and Chicago did play 3 weeks back in week 13, and JMO had five catches for 28 yards. So he's very boom bust.
Oh, he's a huge bust. Yeah. I mean, I think it's easy Jennings, but when you're looking at your roster and my line of sets easy, then you look down, it's like, well, JMO did better than Jennings last week. I'm gonna overthink this. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, these have all been definitely starters. So even if you make the quote wrong decision, I think you can have conviction in your decision for whatever reason you come up with. Whereas my last wide receiver scenario is kind of all over the place. Again, this is for the TSF semifinals. Just pick one, gonna name three guys. Jalen Coker, pride of Worcester, Massachusetts. Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Where Scotty went to college, not Holy Cross, but
I went down the
Worcester.
street to a way cheaper school
Yeah, same.
and less educational, but
Let's go Parker Washington, kind of emerging, but BTJ was getting all those targets, so I'm not quite sure about him. And then gentleman who's come on strong here in the last 2 weeks, Jalen McMillan on the Bucks. Who are you picking and why?
For me, I'm going Coker, I think. I like McMillan's matchup, to be honest with you, against I believe they played Dallas. That's lucrative, but he's not to say that Coker hasn't, but he's been building these good games off of touchdowns. Coker did have the touchdown last week, but he also saw a good amount of targets. I think he had six targets.
I think he had
So
like, I thought he had 10.
oh
I think
yeah,
he had
he
six
may have had even more.
receptions.
That could be it. That could be it. And Coker's great. I mean, he's 6'3", 213. And that's the body type that you want to see Bryce Young throwing to more and more and more. Xavier Leggett has actually kind of taken a step back the last few weeks. That he has not been nearly as effective.
He got
I do
hurt
think
too,
he's,
and he's
yeah, I
might
think
not
he's dealing
play.
with an injury and he's fighting through some stuff. So Coker really is in a position where he could have an absolute smash of a week against an Arizona defense that is still lackluster. Like, I think it's a compliment to call them middle of the pack at this point for what they've shown. So for me, it's Coker. I think Jalen McMillan is close behind, and Parker Washington I would not touch.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going Coker there. I mean, Coker, McMillan are the two. I think Parker Washington, you just be out of there. Both have been great last week. McMillan, awesome week 14 with two touchdowns. But he needs the touchdowns to do it. It seems like, I mean, could he do it again? Sure, but you have to think they're targeting Mike Evans a lot to get him that record. I think he's 235 yards in the last 3 weeks to get a massive incentive. So you got to think Evans and Baker want to get that. So I'm going Coker, especially if Leggett's out, which it sounds like he w will be. Then it's Coker and Thielen, and Bryce Young is going to chuck the ball. So
All right, I'll go sign him off of waivers.
it's so sad.
I drafted Jalen Coker in Red Dog Dynasty out of the hot tub. That's why he'll ever forever be in a fondest
Yeah, I
place in
mean,
my heart.
I'll probably go back and forth on this until Sunday because I think both teams play Sunday. But yeah, McMillan's got the matchup. Dallas has actually looked fairly good on offense, and Tampa Bay's defense is terrible. So that could be a quote shootout, not a conventional shootout. but back and forth. And then, yeah, Carolina's playing a very underwhelming Arizona defense too. So both pretty decent matchups, but got to try and track the
Yeah.
targets.
I mean,
Coker worries me because he had a long touchdown. He had like an 80-something yards, 86-yard touchdown, right, last week?
yeah. But, like, you can also look at it this way. It's like, Bucks, think about touchdowns. You're thinking about Evans, Bucky Irving, Rashad White. That's three guys. And then Carolina, you're thinking of Chuba Hubbard and Thielen. So Coker would be the third guy, and even Thielen as a touchdown, it's kind of like, maybe. So I do think it's Coker just based off of, the players on his team talent wise. And again, I think he was undrafted. What's wrong with these scouts and not, picking up this guy? And like, he's 6'3", like he's talented. How does no one? I don't get it.
Because he's from Worcester, dude. He couldn't get out. Couldn't get through the tolls.
Small time pro program man, Holy Cross, and come on.
Yeah,
He
dude. All
wasn't
right.
even a Worcester State Lancer.
If I go Coker,
Well,
then
those
next
guys
year
are unreal, man.
for the
The steroids.
TSF championship prize next year, I want a signed Holy Cross Coker jersey as the prize.
Yeah,
Then
deal.
deal. I got
we 6 bucks burning a hole in my pocket.
we would
Yeah,
get no one to join that league if we did
but
that. But we'll do
I
that for like,
would.
oh, like who comes in like eighth place? We'll get that. Oh,
I can
cool.
probably pick one up while I'm down in Carolina for you this weekend. Those
Honestly, yeah. If you can, we kind of. I mean, he could be good. I don't know. All
Yeah, get him to
right.
sign a napkin. I'll take
Okay.
Wet my ass with it by accident. I'm so
Oh
sorry. I was so
no, that
sweaty.
was my Jalen Coker napkin.
It's gonna be worth big. All right, flex start sit question, Dows.
Flex. Rashad White versus DJ Moore. Tampa plays Dallas. Chicago plays Detroit.
I'm going DJ Moore, and I know it's gross because you think of the Bears, but I mean, since week 11, he's been, I think, wide receiver 5 or 6 overall. Which I think people would be surprised about, but it's also like what? There you go, Kyle's picked up Coker. Awesome. It's also what DJ Moore are you getting get this week? Are you going to get the one that wants to play or the one that just kind of gives up? Which we've seen a couple games this season and kind of last week too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I go
he's been up
DJ
and down and kind of crazy to predict.
again, like a lot of different league setting scenarios, but I think PPR or half PPR doesn't matter for me. I'm going DJ Moore. And the rationale being they are manufacturing touches for him. He had what, like five screens last game and three to
Three
four
carries.
three to four the week before. So like at least Chicago is consistently getting him the ball in every way they can. He's obviously always a threat to catch a touchdown and the additional, actual run plays and then the screens as run plays. You got to go DJ Moore. And you got to assume that they're also going to be trailing a good Detroit team. So the opportunity will be there.
Yeah, a good Detroit team who is still decimated on defense for what it's worth. I mean, they've been playing
Even,
well
I
still
mean,
somehow, but they are hurt.
and last week they lost a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. I think they had 22 players total that
A
are
lot of guys.
on
I'm not
IR.
saying it. A lot of people are saying it. A lot of
22.
guys. Dan Campbell
22.
does not care though. His interview is like, whatever. I'll go pick up five guys from the local sub shop. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
All right, I
All
like
right.
it. No love for Rashad White, but I get it. Bucky Irving is the new hotness.
He's so hot right now. Irving, so
Hansel.
hot. All right. Mine is pick one. Keenan Allen, Ramondre Stevenson, Travis Etienne. I also have Debo, but I think that's an easy sit because we've kind of talked about that before. So Allen, Stevenson, Etienne.
Keenan Allen, 100%. He has
Yeah,
been
okay. Keenan
the
Allen. I was going to say
legit
the same thing.
wide receiver one. Again, Chicago should be trailing. He's got great rapport with Caleb. In fact, he seems to be the only one that Caleb can hit downfield.
Yeah,
What is his?
and he dropped a few big passes last week, and he still had 20 points. So it could have been he's back to back weeks. I think 20 plus,
No, he's 4 points
at least
last
in
week.
PPR. Four. Wait, Keenan Allen?
Yeah, they played San Fran. 2 weeks back, struggled.
He has been up and down, but
Oh,
you're
okay.
right, Scotty. 3 out of 4 weeks, he
Three
was
out of four
close
weeks.
to 20 points,
Yeah.
if not over, depending on league setting, and 4 touchdowns in that time. Yeah, he really only struggled against San Fran.
Yeah.
San
Besides
Fran,
that, I
that
mean,
was
he's
good.
been pretty consistently like hovering around 10 plus targets. So, like, pretty good opportunity for him to continue to succeed against, again, a banged up Detroit team. And same points we made for DJ Moore a second ago.
Still getting it done at age
Yeah.
32.
All right. So we have, I do have Keenan Allen in that spot as of right now. So good to know.
Wait, I gotta look.
I
I
love
think
Ramondre, but I just, like, I can't do it.
as of right now, Dickey is sitting Keenan Allen. I hope it comes back to bite him versus me in the semis.
Yeah, like Ramondre got an easy matchup with Buffalo. But if the Pats are down 21-3 in the first half, it's like, all right, there goes the run game.
Well, and again, I think we talk about this a lot. I don't know if we've mentioned it again this year, but Buffalo looks in your sleeper app like the 31st, easiest run thing. But like they don't care. Like they're gonna win the game, and like the teams will stray away from the run eventually. Like they might not be efficient at stopping the run on a like per carry basis, but there's not a lot of carries against them. Like that just doesn't happen a ton. So I'm interested to see the metrics of the Bills' actual defense. If I did more of a deep dive, I just don't anticipate Ramondre Stevenson having a massive game when Drake May is likely throwing the ball and then running himself the majority of it.
And Gibson's been way more involved in the last 3 weeks than he
A
has been the rest
thorn.
of the season.
Yeah, a thorn plus when they're down, it's Gibson. If they're down by 10, it's Gibson. So, all right, Keenan Allen.
I'm gonna pick one here. Yeah, Keenan all the way. I'm gonna pick one here because we've hit TSF League a lot, and I guess I just need to buck up and
Don't,
make a decision.
yeah.
But
Don't tell your opponents who you're taking,
well, they saw me just pick
or
Coker
picking
up.
up.
I'm
I
officially a
love that
Coker.
it's just a guy who should I pick up right now to start. That just shows you like just injuries, man.
It's so bad. All right, my scenario here is, and I'll clarify, full PPR. I need to start two or pick two. A healthy Tony Pollard. So if he's out, obviously he can be removed. Aaron Jones, Jalen Warren, who you two don't seem to believe in, so maybe he'd be left off this too, and Devonta Smith. Again, full PPR. Need to pick two in a semifinal
Yeah.
matchup.
All right,
Devonta
so
Smith.
we're book him.
Even if AJ Brown's good to go.
Yeah. Well, Smith had what, 22 points last week?
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a consistent wide receiver 2/3.
They play Washington, who I know they just
Correct.
got Marshawn Lattimore played really well, but I don't care. Devontae Smith and Aaron Jones are your picks. I know you have this fear of Aaron Jones, but Aaron
He
Jones
does.
is good. I hate to break it to you, running back 15 on the year, double digits all but 2 weeks, three
Until Kyle
weeks.
starts him this week. Yeah, he's just got the tightest hammies, you know. He looks great, but God, he just scares me. And Cam Akers, they're giving goal line touches to. I have no idea why.
Well, that was towards the end of the game too.
No, I think it was second quarter he scored a
No, that
touchdown.
was it was like the late third, early fourth. He got it.
Jones scored after Cam Akers this past week.
Nah.
Yep.
Well, it's tough to
100%.
argue with nah, but either way, they're keeping him healthy. That's what you want to look at. Keep him out of those goal line scenarios. Let him run it in from deep. I mean, if the guy's giving you a consistent, his yardage total is 94, 102, 93, 29, 93, 58, 64, 88, 39, 106, 22, 73, 86. It mixes in some touchdowns there, plus some receiving work. Like, I'm not mad at that.
A
Playing
lot of
Seattle. Seattle's not that great on defense, not against the run. I would be so thrilled to play Aaron Jones, and I think Devontae Smith is the natural follow-up from the rest of this list. I mean, Tony Pollard, don't get me wrong, has been very solid, but I just don't think he plays. And if he does, I think he's going to be sincerely limited. So I'm kind of discounting him on this list. And then it's really between Jalen Warren, who I've already made my case against. I don't think he's going to have a great game.
all right.
If Pollard plays, I think the list gets a lot more interesting because Indy sucks. So Pollard almost becomes a must play. And then I would probably still go Pollard and Aaron Jones, and I would leave Devontae Smith on the bench.
Really? Okay. So that's
Well,
intriguing.
for if you
those
see
players.
that matchup with Marshawn Lattimore last week, I mean, he held his cover to 0 catches, 0 targets, and 0 yards. Like,
Yeah, but don't you think Lattimore would be on AJ Brown, not DeVonta Smith?
I don't know if Lattimore's the top guy there. I thought he was the two.
He's a two.
Oh, who's the other cover corner? I can't remember.
The not rookie, but the second year kid. I'll get it 1 second for
Didn't he
you.
win a defensive player of the year, or he's close to it last year? Hell's the name.
His name is not Noah Igbinoghene, but it is.
I might be thinking of this Seattle guy instead.
Benjamin St. Juste. Oh yeah, you're talking about Tariq Woolen or the other one.
Yeah, they're both good.
Scotty's right. I stand corrected. Aaron Jones scored in the third quarter on a 1 yard rush touchdown, and then the next drive, Cam Akers scored on a 1 yard touchdown. Back to back drives in the third quarter.
Yep. All right. Yeah, so I would go
If Tony Pollard's healthy, let's remove
Pollard.
Jaylen Warren, Pollard, Aaron Jones, and DeVonta Smith, full PPR.
Yeah,
And
in that order.
then a fun one, because Scotty can see this, but Dowd, I should have let you know. I also have Jalen Hurts as one of my super flex quarterbacks, so there is a stack incentive there
Well,
with.
if there's a stack, you gotta let me know about the stack.
But Scotty does not believe in stacks unless it's
I
best
do
ball.
though.
Stack, but it doesn't
That
mean anything.
does shift things for me.
But
I would probably then be Aaron still Aaron Jones is locked in. And then I'm going DeVonta Smith over Tony Pollard.
all right. Lock it up. I just think
Yeah, I
even if
mean,
Pollard plays, there's the chance that he gives you that one drive and sits. It's real it's a
risky in
good
a playoff
point.
matchup.
That's what my lineup reflects right now. So I
Yeah.
appreciate the affirmation.
Jones and Smith.
All right, lock it in, boys. Put my faith in you. Down to the
Locked.
last segment here with tight ends.
Tight ends. I have Mark Andrews versus TJ Hawkinson.
Mark Andrews. If Bateman's banged up, I mean,
Just thinking
that's
tougher
huge.
matchup, but like,
But I mean,
yeah.
we've seen Andrew with tougher matchups like for years, and it seems like it doesn't really matter. Like, it's Lamar Jackson. If he's the MVP, he's playing at that level. He's getting the ball, and Andrews is that kind of tight end like Kelce, where it's like, oh, this route's not gonna work. I know right away. I'll just sit here, catch it, roll back for a touchdown. Like that. That's how good he is.
I
I would
agree.
go. I would go Andrew. I think Hawkinson's way too risky, especially with Addison and Jefferson crushing it. And if we're saying start Aaron Jones, it's just a lot of mouths to feed, and Hawkinson's probably the fourth option.
I'm glad that you said that because I already cut TJ Hawkinson and preemptively picked up Patrick Taylor to block my opponent from having his handcuff
Perfect.
for
Love it.
Garendo.
I mean, Mark Andrews has 9 touchdowns over the last 9 weeks too. Like
They're right when you trade
literally,
him to me.
yeah, he's tied in sixth in
yes,
the year.
yeah. In week six, he caught his first touchdown. Finally got more than 4 targets, and yeah, has been balling ever since. And then I agree with Scotty too. I just think the tight end on play actions in that offense without dynamic Lamar is, and the fact that the Steelers are going to be loading up to try to stop Derrick Henry, it's just going to get him free. And especially, you made a great point, if Bateman's out. Locked and loaded there.
Yeah, and
All
plus
right.
you got Zay Flowers running down the field, and two guys gotta chase him too. Like you can't have one-on-one Flowers like stretch, you know? All right,
I like it a lot.
I think this one's tougher. Travis Kelce or Sam Laporta? I do have to pick. I own both in Dynasty, and I had to pick one.
I would go Kelce. I think the matchup against Houston is the difference maker here.
Okay.
Bears defense is tough.
Ooh. I mean, but I'm looking again. Detroit played Chicago in just 3 weeks ago, and Laporta had 2 touchdowns.
But 6 yards, right?
Granted, 6 yards. Yeah, but tutties, baby.
Yeah, but I'm not, you can't. Yeah.
Also, how much do we think that this like Detroit offense will look somewhat different without a big, back and Monty run it up the middle? They're gonna have to be more dynamic. I think that the defense is gonna be in more coverage, trying to cover a dynamic Gibbs, which could free up Laporta in theory. I don't know. I kind of lean Laporta, honestly, because Kelsey's just been middling.
So mediocre.
Yeah, I don't know, but this is his strongest time of year usually, is, end of the season and then all through the playoffs. What does Kelsey's last couple of weeks look like? Yeah.
Not great.
I mean, the last 5 weeks, he's averaging out at 8 or 9 targets, but he's got down weeks of 4, 6, 8, and yardage of, 8, 62, 68, 45. He hasn't gotten in the end zone since week 10. I'm going to go
All right, thanks, guys. It makes it so much easier for me to pick. All right.
LaPorta.
I mean,
All right. If it's
I'll.
a, I'll also back it up that, as you guys said at the beginning, Mahomes has been very meh effective at running an offense, but for dynasty or fantasy perspective,
Okay.
has just been average. Versus Jared Goff has been slinging it out of nowhere, but he earned that massive contract this offseason for what, $55 million guaranteed a year, and he's been slinging it. So, yeah.
I like it.
And then.
I don't hate your take, put it that way. I mean, I think this is a not a coin flip, but it's kind of you're spoiled for choice. I think you'll end up in the
Yeah,
same 12-point range, 8 to 12.
it's one of those, like, it's a great problem to have 2 10-and-1s I can pick from.
Yeah, but if one pops and the other doesn't, it's a terrible problem to
Well,
have.
and
Horrible
with tight ends, really, it's who catches the touchdown any given week. So who do you think has a better shot to catch a touchdown? Play it
problem to
that
have.
way.
Probably LaPorta.
I mean, I guess, yeah, now that we're talking it through, it is going to be contingent on how competitive is the Houston offense, right?
Who is
Like,
your opponent playing?
that's what I'm saying, right? Like, no, Kansas City, like, if Kansas City, because you both said, Kansas City's got a better defense, they're going to be at home, and they're presumptively, if they get up, just going to run the ball because now they got to get Pacheco back in the swing of things, and then
Protect
they'll get
Mahomes'
Hunt,
ankle.
protect Mahomes' ankle, and they'll get Hunt in those tough yarded scenarios. So does that make Kelsey less effective for this game? Whereas
My
Detroit, has recently taken a loss.
Detroit's still
One.
trying to win a division, yeah. They're not locked.
My opponent has Njoku, who actually didn't practice today. We missed that too.
I don't think
And
he's gonna play.
he has no backup tight end, which is kind of risky.
In a playoff? In a dynasty playoff?
We'll pick up
Yeah,
all tight ends.
he had Goddard. So I'm gonna go to the tight ends, see who's out there, pick him up.
That's bold.
So yeah, I think no matter what, it's not gonna be the make or break position for me. But I'll talk it over.
All right.
Who is your
Well,
opponent's quarterback?
I don't know. Let's just go to Kyle's.
okay, go to Kyle's.
I'll finish it off here, and this one's going to be a little wonky, but I'll try to justify it. So just pick one full PPR dynasty semifinal. TJ Hawkinson, who we just talked about. Pat Freiermuth, who is usually touchdown dependent, but Pickens will presumptively be out. Or Brenton Strange, a late emerger here with the injury to Evan Ingram, who got shut down and is on the IR. He came out and had 11 catches last week for what, 80 yards, put up a 20 plus point performance. And Mac Jones was looking at him. If he wasn't looking at BTJ down the field, he was looking at Brenton Strange on out routes or as checkdowns. So pick one. Take me to the ship,
And
boys.
as Patriot boys, we know that Mac Jones loves throwing to tight ends as well. He single-handedly propelled Hunter Henry to tight end one status for a couple of years here. So I always want to call him Braxton Strange. Like, is that a person? But Brenton Strange, I think I'm leaning here. Hawkinson, I just double-checked, has the matchup with Seattle. I don't necessarily love that. Freiermuth, I have my hesitations on. Even though I don't think the Ravens defense is super hot, their linebackers are still good and athletic and can cover him. Brandon Strange.
Strange. Let's do it. Hey,
Are you
you
guys just
did.
messing with me? There's no,
No, no.
if I pull this dude up from taxi and then start him over Hawkinson and Freiermuth and I lose to Dickey, the league is never gonna let me live it down.
It TP?
No, it's
No, it's
that dude,
DD.
I've been in last place in
Oh, yeah.
T
All right.
or
What am I
second to
thinking?
last. Yeah. It's in DD.
I mean,
Yeah.
it's tough, but I mean, he's getting the targets, and targets for tight ends is
But imagine how
what you want
much
to see.
smack you can talk to Dickey after you beat him with Brenton Strange. Think about that. Like, oh, Dickey, your
Oh,
team that you
man.
lost to Brenton Strange, dude.
I mean, that's going to have to be a competitive game, though, if I'm just, again, like overanalyzing, because Minnesota's trying to lock up the division while Detroit is too. And Seattle's playing for a playoff spot. So it's not like there's going to be garbage time there. And Sam Darnold's been slinging it. Ugh, man. Whereas Mac Jones playing for nothing.
Playing for
Yeah. I'll
nothing's the best.
check back in
Basically.
with you guys.
Yeah, this is one. I mean, mine too. We'll talk about it the next few days. But yeah, this is insane. You might have Serpent and Strange, and it's
Well,
a finals
the
game.
bonus for you is all of these games are Sunday in the 4 o'clock window.
Now
So,
Fryer was Saturday.
oh, is it Saturday? Can I not read days? All right. Well, let's say Hawkinson versus Strange is Sunday in the 4 o'clock window. You can hold off on making a decision until you kind of see what your 1 o'clock slate looks like and say, hey, am I going for the home run on a Strange big target day, or am I going to play the safe
Strange.
money on hockey?
Well, hopefully I'm up by so much that I can just play Brett and Strange just to rub it in.
Yeah, you're up by, dude, after the 1 o'clock window when you're up by like 200, 300 points.
It's easy. All right. Yeah. We'll just check back in on that. All right.
Yeah.
That will end it for us. Tough start, sick questions. Kyle Dowse, of course, thank you. Will be on n next week. But Dowse, take him out.
Well, Shelfies, as always, we appreciate you listening to the pod. Hopefully, some of these start state questions that we postured today are the same questions that you've been having. Hopefully, there's some overlap with players. If not, as always, reach out to us at Top Shelf FNTSY on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky. Let us know your questions, your specific lineup scenarios, your league settings. We'll do our best to steer you in the right direction, like we just did for each other. And, you know, the biggest rule in fantasy football, as always, stay fluid, stay loose.
All right. I do have to go take a piss. Actually get ass back down, but are you guys staying on or
No,
heading
I'm gonna
out?
jump. I'm gonna go watch on the TV
All right.
instead of my phone.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Later,
Sounds good,
boys.
boys.
Have
Later.
a nice Christmas if I don't see you.
Oh,
Yeah, you
Marvin
too.
Mims, by the way, 57-yard catch
I
to
saw
set up a
that.
TD.
I
I
saw it
mean,
in the chat. Yeah, there's a nice catch.
definitely second rounder
I
in
thought he was gonna
first.
have the touchdown too.
Me
I mean,
too.
he had every
If you
shot
want
at
to
it.
buy him, if you want to buy him in TDP, Daz, you just let me know.
Yep, second rounder. I'm on it.
All right, see you
Perfect.
guys. All right,
Later.
later.
Top Shelf Fantasy. Stay fluid. Stay loose.
Thank you.